I wrote a reflection for this advent calendar around this time last year, and as I sat writing it, I had a dozen or so different deadlines and chores playing around in my head. Were the Santa lists done? I had a magazine column to file. I was finishing off Christmas cards to meet the deadlines for overseas posting. I was mulling over what to get for my mum and dad and mum-in-law for Christmas. The stair carpet definitely needed to be shampooed. Would there be huge queues and traffic? Was my script ready to MC the Carol concert? And was I ever going to master the Mozart piece and reach those high soprano notes for the concert? Where did I put the red rosette that we wore as part of our choir uniform on Christmas Eve? I hadn't even thought about final plans for Christmas dinner, and I was running out of time to get everything done. Fast forward a year, and I'm not so much focused on traffic jams or queues to buy presents. I am not worrying about hitting any notes, as it's unlikely that our choir will be singing together on Christmas Eve. There's no script for the carol concert to be learned off, and I'm now searching for masks for the few members of the choir who might get the chance to sing as a group on a pre-recorded carol concert that will be streamed online. I'm not worried about what I will get from my mum and dad or my mum-in-law. All they have asked for this year is to see us and their grandchildren as soon as they can. I am hoping we can get together at some point over Christmas. I also find myself wondering if I will be one of the lucky ones who gets to physically go to Mass on Christmas Eve if there ends up being a ticketing or lottery system. While I am still looking at the stair carpet this year and thinking it probably does need another shampoo, life overall feels very different as we enter Advent and prepare for Christmas this year. We've had to develop a whole new way of living these past few months. A whole suite of new and adapted words has appeared in our vocabulary. Lockdown, COVID, pandemic, circuit breakers, working from home, flattening the curve, stay safe, wear a mask. As a family, we've been in lockdown 3 times. Spring was cancelled, summer holidays were cancelled, a first Holy Communion was postponed, autumn breaks were cancelled, and Halloween traditions too. We've had 3 lockdown birthdays. Zoom classes and university lectures have been ongoing while my husband and I work from home. Proper chairs and desks had to be sourced, breaks had to be taken. Old routines of early morning commuting were replaced by a commute to the kitchen to make the porridge and turn on the kettle. There was grumbling at first as we adjusted into a new rhythm of life. The novelty of lockdown wore off for many of us parents as we became concerned, watching all the meetups, going out, sports and other teenage rituals stopping one by one. I watched young people being demonised in the online and offline narratives, throwaway comments that the rise in COVID cases was their fault. All the while, my heart was breaking for the inward-looking world being created for my children without their say, without their input. We Irish are a funeral people who perform the rituals of someone's passing with sensitivity and great community spirit. Suddenly this year we could not do funerals and goodbyes the way we have done for centuries. The image on the front of many of the newspapers of people saying goodbye to loved ones for the last time through windows of hospitals and nursing homes is an image that is etched into many of our thoughts forever. The image of frontline workers slumped over desks in hospitals exhausted and with PPE ravaged faces were stark. There has been so much heartbreak this year. And now we face into Christmas, the time of year that is marked by families trying to get home by plane, train and automobile in time for the festivities. We all get that same warm feeling as we watch the airport scenes of reunions on the news. We sing along in our cars when the first Christmas songs come on as we listen to the Chris Rea Driving Home for Christmas anthem. And we imagine making that journey home from work or school on the day we get our Christmas holidays. As Irish, we do Christmas well, reaching out in charity to others, filling shoeboxes for children in orphanages, carol singing and collection for food banks. But now we're faced with more cancellations. There are no shoeboxes this year, few if any collections or carol services. We're also being told that any possible time together with our families might have to be limited and controlled. There'll be no hugging. Listening to a child recently saying she has a queue of people waiting to hug her is not language and life we are used to. Elderly parents and grandparents are still uneasy about opening their doors, and there are some who are still unable to see grandchildren as they can't come home from across the miles this year. It'll be FaceTime and Zoom this Christmas Day for many. Things we took for granted like Mass and a trip to the shops have to be planned for and even booked in advance. And in the middle of all of this comes the season of Advent, which is a season underpinned by hope. Hope is what has kept many of us going this year. I hope to see you soon. I hope the vaccine comes soon. I hope we get out of lockdown soon. Yes, we have all of these human hopes, but as people of faith, there is so much more to our waiting in expectant hope. Our Advent hope goes much deeper, as it places hope in the one who comes, in the Christ child in the manger on Christmas Day. More than most years, we want to rush straight from the end of November to Christmas. We want to get the lights up on the tree and put some Christmas cheer around for our children to enjoy. The pandemic has taught us just how fragile the foundations of our entire lives are. It has also shown us how much we have perhaps taken things for granted, including our faith and our ability to just show up to Mass whenever we want. The pandemic will pass. We will have learned a lot from it, and in time we may also forget much of what we have learned. As Christians, we will have learned that faith, hope and love are our anchors. They are the scaffolding that holds us together when everything else is falling down around us. For my part, I've come to enjoy more quality time at home over porridge and a boiling kettle without the stress of the daily commute. I have learned to reappreciate the familiarity of the daily school run with my son. I have learned just how much I appreciate my health and our family life together. I have learned just how much I love the beauty of the Mass and the Eucharist celebrated in communion with one another. I've learned that simple and understated is just fine. Advent tries to teach us every year that it's okay to pause, to stop, and to hope that all will be well. That is a message we need to hear this year more than ever. I've also been reminded that the first Christmas was pretty simple. And this year, and maybe in years to come, there is nothing wrong if ours is a more simple one too.